USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Investigators say one person is dead and another is hurt after a shooting at a mall near Appleton, Wisconsin, Sunday. Grand Chute police were called into the mall about 3:30 p.m. local time. Authorities have not identified a suspect or a motive. New York City and New Jersey declared states of emergency, and Philadelphia issued a snow emergency Sunday night as a large snowstorm that blanketed parts of California and the Midwest began to hit the Northeast. The storm system is expected to impact more than 110 million people with heavy snow, strong winds, and rain, with up to 18 inches of snow forecast for parts of New York. President Trump on Sunday named new lawyers for his impeachment defense team. The five previous lawyers departed due to the former president's desire to focus on his election fraud claims rather than the constitutionality of convicting a former president. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
There's been a military coup in Myanmar. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
The military in Myanmar has seized power after a coup. The commander-in-chief of the nation's army announced on state television that the military have arrested the country's civilian leadership and declared a state of emergency in response to claims of election fraud. The nation's state counselor, Aung San Suu Kyi, and several senior leaders of her National League for Democracy Party are being detained in the nation's capital, Naypyidaw, according to the party's spokesman. The NLD won an overwhelming victory in elections last November, just the second free election in Myanmar since years of military rule ended in 2011. The military called for investigations into that vote, claiming there were millions of cases of potential fraud. Tensions between the military and the government had been rising since Thursday, when an election commission rejected the military's fraud claims. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Myanmar is in Southeast Asia and is bordered on the north by China, on the east and southeast by Laos and Thailand. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Planes, trains, automobiles, and masks. A new federal mandate kicks in Monday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott explains.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs on planes and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Major League Baseball is balking at the upcoming baseball season.
Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season, shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month to April 28th, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. Spring training is currently scheduled to begin in a few weeks, with pitchers and catchers reporting around February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.